Good afternoon. My name is Earl Eichelberger. I worship at the Black Catholic Apostolate in the Diocese of Albany. I am what might be described by some as a cradle Catholic. I was baptized before my first birthday, went to Catholic schools from kindergarten through college, and feel blessed to have had many encounters through my involvement with the church. Prior to retiring about 4 years ago, I had the honor and privilege of working for the bishops of the state of New York at the New York State Catholic Conference. Today, I'm going to talk to you about my experience and the cycle that I've been through with my experience with the Eucharist. My first communion was about 65 years ago. I don't remember it very well, but I do remember Sister Luke, who prepared us for our first communion. I attended Resurrection Grammar School in Harlem. She had a class of about 50 students that she had to prepare for First Communion. I remember well her stern approach to teaching us. And it wasn't until after I had graduated from college I had an opportunity to go back and meet with her and realize what a sweet, kind, gentle woman she was, who thoroughly entertained us with her stories, with her laugh, with the joy she had in life that we hadn't seen as second graders. I don't think I ever saw Sister Luke smile the whole year we were in class, but she took education very seriously. She knew she had 50 students in her care, and she wanted to bring the best out of each and every student. She did a pretty good job in that class. There was a future Yale graduate, a physician, a couple of lawyers, a judge, an Olympic medalist, not a gold medalist, but Olympic medalist, several career New York City civil servants, and each and every one of them has some debt that they owe their Sister Luke and the other nuns who cared for us so well. Now, when we were preparing for Holy Communion, Sister Luke taught us that during the Mass, the priest would change the bread and wine into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. She taught us how to clasp our hands, approach the altar with reverence, and receive the host on our tongue. In those days, no hands touched the consecrated host except the priest. No one partook of the wine except the priest. Sister Luke explained to us what was being said in Latin that transformed the bread and wine into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. It was also clear and uncomplicated back as a second grader. Later it got more difficult to understand, but back then Sister Luke said it was so, therefore it was so. Never a question, never a doubt. We took her word as we should. After leaving Resurrection, I went to Cardinal Hayes High School. There, things got more complicated. I had more questions. I tried to intellectually understand more things about my faith, not realizing then that a mystery was not something you understood. So I learned more about Catholicism. I believed in the presence in the bread and wine of Jesus Christ. It was a mystery that he was truly present, and I accepted that even though I didn't understand. After high school, I ventured off to Syracuse to attend a small Jesuit college, Lemoyne College. It was the mid-60s by then. We were in the midst of adjusting to the changes brought about by Vatican II. I began to study the Bible more. I think more Catholics after Vatican II got in touch with the Bible. And that became my source document for understanding my faith. It was there at Lemoyne that I realized or found out that the Eucharist means thanksgiving. And that helped to put things into a better perspective for me. Because I felt thankful every time I left the altar after receiving communion. There was a treatise that I attempted to read while at Lemoyne that was explaining the concept of transubstantiation. I said, I tried to read, because I quickly put it down before my head exploded. It was much too complex and complicated for me to comprehend. But I continued to believe and continued to get further invested in the Bible. The bread and wine are a recurring theme in the Bible. The probably two most well-recognized miracles from the Bible involve bread and wine. Jesus' first miracle at the wedding feast at Cana involved his mother asking him or telling him that the wedding party was out of wine. He initially resisted, but then had six large jars filled, and when the water was drawn out of the jars, it had become wine. The other miracle that resonated with me was the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. Near the Sea of Galilee, Jesus had preached to a large throng of people, certainly over 5,000, probably larger than the crowd that was here earlier today. And he fed that large crowd with five barley loaves and two fishes. And there were 12 baskets of scraps left over. In the Bible also, in John 6:38, Jesus said of himself, I am the bread of life. Whomever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. Jesus comes to us each and every Sunday and shares himself with us. He comes to us each and every day in Mass whenever we attend. At each Mass, he shares himself as in a glorious Sunday dinner where the meal not only nourishes our body, but is also provides an opportunity to share companionship with others who are close to us and nourish our spirit. Each time I come away from receiving Holy Communion, I feel spiritually lifted, stronger, and renewed. I am incapable of understanding the mystery, but I know what it does for my soul. Isaiah reminds us, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. At this time, at the age of 72, I take comfort in a renewal of a youthful acceptance of that which I am incapable of understanding. I accept and believe that Jesus gives himself to us in the bread and wine. He becomes food that nourishes us and brings us into eternal life. For after all, he said, this is my body, this is my blood. He didn't say this is a symbolic representation of my body and blood. If Jesus said it, I believe it, and that settles it for me. I thank you.